It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the next room. I've been in the backyard a lot. We're on a California order to stay at home. I know many, many states are doing this. And for me, we just got a puppy. So I'm like, I guess this is my time to really focus on puppy training and do it the right way. And so lacing up the tennis shoes, running with the puppy in the backyard, obviously working on puppy training and all of that that comes with it. So that's my silver lining, you know, in a very stressful, unpredictable, and very sad time for the planet, we have to find something to feel good about. And so I have this amazing woman who I follow, and I'm, you know, almost like at a stalker level on her page, because when she posts something, I'm always so like enlightened. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is it. So my guest today, I just randomly got a hold of her and said, Sarah, please come on the show because we need to talk about your blog post, your recent blog post. So let me introduce Sarah Seidelman. Sarah is the curator of followyourfeelgood.com. She was a physician turned guru. She had like a life-changing epiphany and kind of took to the wild and went from surgical pathology and followed her true north, became a certified Martha Beck coach trained by Martha herself. She's a death doula, spiritual sage. And the blog post I'm talking about is Radical Sabbatical. Welcome, Sarah, and thank you for the short notice and coming on the show, because right now, in the middle of this pandemic, we have to talk about the good. We're going to find the good, right, Sarah?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here. And yes, I think we're, you know, these times are precious. It's a precious moment and a turning point and a difficult, difficult time for many of us. Many of us haven't even begun to touch into what's going to be difficult. We're kind of in this waiting pattern. And I think, you know, in just the last 6 months, I had started doing all this work around death and rebirth sort of workshops. And looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, the cosmic joke on me. Like, I've been helping people like face their death. Not, you know, just so that they could actually begin to live their life as purely and as authentically and in as much integrity with themselves and their own soul as they could. Because I had realized looking back in my life how these little death experiences I'd had, the death of a career, facing death with a diagnosis of malignancy, after those things had happened to me, I doubled down in a deeper way and became more of who I really am.
Wow.
And so I think that's the invitation right now. Mm. We're being invited to take a little break from the rat race, the crazy hamster wheel that many of us are on with our kids, with our jobs, with our hobbies, with our everything, you know, and just go inward and ask, like, how can I be more of who I really am and what needs to be shed? You know, what do I need to let go of? And as we're seeing the kind of the old institutions not necessarily supporting us maybe in the way that we hoped they would, you know, things are just kind of falling apart. The old way we did things isn't working because we're all, sent home.
Yeah, we've all been put on like a little cosmic timeout. I love your word invitation. It is. It's our invitation. And, you know, when you wrote that blog and about Radical Sabbatical, I was like, oh my goodness, this is an invitation for all of us to kind of shine our light on maybe a corner or a piece or some kind of creative gem that we have been sitting on, not able to birth because we're running around in the rat race and not having the time. So let's talk about that, because not everybody has read your Radical Sabbatical, and I'm going to include it in the show page because it's so good and I've been sending it out everywhere. And I love that article. I've read it like 3 times myself because it really is hitting home for me.
Well, and I think how many people, it's like I've talked to several people this week who are almost like, feel a little guilty. Like, I almost, like, I've been praying for this, a break from my work to, you know, to catch up, to just, to rest. And what I was really, how my inspiration came is about 12 years ago, I took a sabbatical from my medicine practice. And the sabbatical was 3 months, and I planned it, and the idea was to explore, you know, what was, you know, finding work that was more meaningful for me or a new way to look at the current work that I had been doing.
Right.
And it was, you know, I thought it was just going to be, I was going to be home for the summer, Jane. So I thought, oh my gosh, for the first time in my life, I'll be home with my kids, which is something I had dreamed about for years but could never do because I was always working. And it was actually like stepping into such the unknown. And in some ways it was hell because, as you know, being a stay-at-home mom, like what I thought it would be, because I had four little kids, they throw me bananas. I wasn't feeling like a lot of the moms are tweeting right now, oh my gosh, homeschooling is a nightmare.
Like, oh yeah.
We're never going to learn anything. But it was a beautiful time just to explore. And some of the things that I really learned from that experience are a couple things. So if you want to turn this inward journey that we're all on, whether we like it or not, into a radical sabbatical of yourself, you know, I give some tips in the article or in the post. But one of them is just to let yourself wander, you know, curious, like, what is interesting? I mean, I know a lot of us are decluttering and painting, and that's fabulous, too, because I think we're all making room for what wants to be born. So go ahead and do that. But don't spend every hour of the day doing that. Maybe spend an hour in the morning just exploring what you're interested in. It might be, you know, you sit quietly somewhere where you have some favorite books. You pick up one of your favorite books and open it to a random page and just read what it says and reflect on it. Like, what might that mean to you? And this is just kind of working with the idea that, you know, the world, the earth is, you know, everything is infused with divine meaning if we just take the time to focus on it. Like, nothing is happening at random. Everything is happening to help us wake up, to help us see what we need to see and become who we are. So that was one of the things, because I think as work, you know, like many of us have become, we've used work as an escape. You know, we're working so hard, we're achieving so much, and I know myself, I was guilty of this. Like, I'm working, so, you know. And this is an opportunity which can be very uncomfortable, because if we've gotten our sense of value or our sense of, like, I deserve to be here or I'm an important person from being a worker, a hard worker, suddenly when we're faced with not much really to do, only whatever we choose to assign to ourselves, it can be disconcerting. And
sure.
So that can be a hard part of this, like allowing yourself to take a break.
Right.
The other thing is, I think, rest. You know, these are tumultuous times, and when we're going through a huge period of transformation, both collectively and each of us individually, one of the things we really need is deep rest. So getting a lot of sleep, and I know people are having trouble sleeping, so tapping, there's so many amazing practices right now. People are doing free yoga, free dance, like move your body, all these things that can help us get better rest, you know, walking, all these things. So getting rest will also help us to get through this. And pay attention to your dreams, because at this time when we're going through a huge wave of transformation, often our dreams will show us things that we need to think about and that we need to see.
Right. You know, just saying that about the deep rest, and a lot of people are having trouble because they identify with their work, like that is them, and truly it isn't. It's just something you do, and yes, earning money, it's important, but I keep going back to thinking that we're all in this together. Every single person, I don't know anyone on the planet that has not been affected. So being mindful that we're all in this together, you know, and that we can take this time and kind of, like you said, just wander and allow yourself. And here's the other thing. We have internet. You know, we're in our homes. We can't go anywhere. We can't socialize. So it's a great time to sort of just look around. And as you mentioned, I cannot believe how many cool companies are offering their services free online. Classes, you know, language courses, dance courses, yoga courses. It's very, very enlightening to see the people that can help are helping.
Yeah, it's like a smorgasbord of goodness. So, like, if it's good for you, to play with some of those things. If you're not being able to sleep at night, you know, one of the things is when we get anxious, you can imagine, like, we're basically operating from our head. We're in our mind because our mind is creating anxiety. Anxiety is, you know, just a mind state. So we want to do is get down into our bodies. We want to kind of, I always like to imagine, like, you're pulling a, you put your hand at the top of your head, and then you're sort of sliding it down into your heart and, you know, coming back down into your body. And the ways that we do that are dance, you know, moving, walking outside, being in nature. Swimming would be fabulous if you have a pond in your backyard or something like that. You're somewhere where it's warm enough. Animals, you know, I'm a big fan of the beasties, and, you know, what mammals do when they've been chased by a predator is how they, you know, they get terrified, just like we're all getting existentially terrified of what might happen. Not even existentially, truly terrified of, you know, in moments, you know, of what might happen to us or the people we love. What animals do, mammals, after being chased by a predator, having a real scary experience, they don't hold that trauma in their body like we do and then experience PTSD endlessly. You know, they shake it off. Literally, they start vibrating their body, and they will shake and shiver and shimmy until they restore their sort of nervous system balance, and then they move on. So one of the things you can do is just play some music for a couple of minutes, like take turns in your family or wherever you're isolating, do this with friends, and you just start to shake all your limbs, like do them one at a time, like play some, I don't know, whatever it is, Aerosmith or, you know, whatever your zone music is, and just start to shake, like first shake your arm, your hand, shake your head. You know, you might have to hold on to something if you really want to let things shimmer and shake. Like, create an earthquake in your body that just, and let it move all over. For at least a couple minutes, and then see how you feel. What I've found is that really helps you to bring that energy, that anxious energy. And why is, you know, because we're operating from our mind and bring ourselves back to our body. Because inside of our body, we have this wisdom, you're connected to that wisdom that knows, you know, everything's going to be okay in a larger, greater sense, no matter what happens.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that's so good, Sarah. I mean, I'm watching the puppy, you know, Mamacita's running around the living room and Thomas is playing with her and she's getting really amped up. And then she does release that energy. You know, she's shaking it off. You know, she's barking and playing and just letting it go. And so we're animals as well. So we really do need to release that energy. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it as soon as this show is over, because I don't know about you, but I've been sporting a headache for, I don't know, 6-7 days in a row. I know I'm not sick. I feel great. I haven't left the house other than this thing, right? This thing that is just, and I know it's just tension. It's worry. It's dread. It's all of those emotions that we're having right now. And I feel like I'm not alone. I haven't talked to anybody about it because I don't want anybody to, my family to trip out. They're all in Michigan and I'm out here in California. And the last thing I want them to know is like, oh, Jane's not feeling well. Well, now they know because it's on my show, but hopefully by the time my phone starts blowing up on Monday, I'll be fine. But have you heard other stories about people just not feeling right, even though they don't have the COVID-19 virus?
Yeah, and I think here's the thing, it's so normal. Like, we are human beings. We are here to feel everything, to play that whole keyboard of all the emotions from terror to joy. There's that beautiful Reiner Wilke, the poet, who says, like, feel it all, terror, love, no feeling is final. And I think I want to just, don't feel ashamed if you're feeling scared or if you're getting like migraines or you're, you know, whatever it is. Or I know I was just sharing with Jane, like, yeah, I felt a twinge of a headache. And then you're like, oh, is it? Is this the moment, you know, that I'm seeing the virus? And I think it's just normal. So it's okay. And, you know, the antidote again is allowing it to be okay. And then, you know, just inviting you to connect with people, connect with a friend, call someone. Last night we did a Zoom family reunion. Why we haven't done this for 20 years, I mean, I don't know how long Zoom has been around, but we had like seven families on the screen, and it was so beautiful.
I love that.
Time to connect with each other and say, I'm feeling scared, you know. The other anecdote is being creative, and I touched on this in the article, but you know, one of the ways in shamanism, which is the work, you know, the sort of the way of looking at the world that I really feel drawn to and feel is powerful, one of the ways that we create health and vitality in as ourselves is through singing, dancing, making music, telling stories, connecting with each other. So any way that you can express yourself, whether it's sharing a story, whether it's, you know, painting, and I'm not talking about being Monet or Picasso, I'm talking about just having fun, like just goofing around.
Right.
And doing it with the grandkids, doing it with whoever's around, dancing to music in funky ways. You know, keeping a journal. I noticed somebody today said she's keeping a pandemic journal. And I think that's so amazing because there's going to be lessons that come out of this that mm-hmm. we shared maybe with our grandchildren, maybe with our, you know, the ancestors, you know, had sent, left us journals so that we would learn from them. And we are learning from them.
Right.
From the early 1900s. Yeah.
Well, you know, it is going to change. We're forever changed. There's no going back to whatever was our normal. We're learning. We're going to have to relearn a lot of things about touch and travel and cleanliness, and the lessons are yet to unfold. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Sarah Seidelman. Followyourfeelgood.com. Sarah wrote this cool blog. It's hashtag Radical Sabbatical. And as I've been sharing it everywhere, I started thinking, maybe we should ask the listeners today, you know, if you're listening to this show and you have discovered something or found a creative bone that you've been wanting to pick, share it with us, but make sure you put hashtag Radical Sabbatical, whether you tweet that out, whether you put it on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever you share your social game. It would be so fun to start a Radical Sabbatical Club and let's share with each other and see what kind of creativity will be birthed out of this horrible situation.
I love that so much. You know, one of the ideas that I put forth, and you know, this may not be, some of us are needing to rest and really just go inward in a very quiet way. Some of us have this creative thing that's been growing and growing to us, and we're looking for an outlet. And if that's you, one project that I suggest people check out is called the 100 Days Project. And I think it's 100daysproject.org is the site, but it's just where you decide to create a little project that lasts 100 days, and every day you're going to create one little thing and you're going to share it with the world. So, and you don't even have to share it with the world. This could be something you just agree to do with yourself. I did one last year that was a little message shared from my spirit animal, Alice, who is an elephant, and a message to help us. And then I shared it with a little piece of art that I created. And at first it was like, wow, this is really fun. And then it got harder, you know, day 25, day 45, I was like, whoa, do you think she's still going to keep giving me messages, you know? But people started really enjoying it. And then, you know, just like anything difficult and worth doing, you know, there was sort of a slog of it. And then by the end, though, I just looked back and I was like, wow, look at this stuff that I created and all the things that I learned through visiting with her every day and sharing it online. There was one weekend where I didn't do it. I went on a retreat, so I thought, oh, people won't, you know, it's no big deal. I'll just start again on Monday. And I got two messages from people like, where is Alice's message? I was waiting for it today. And, you know, so we all, like, sometimes the idea of being creative can be overwhelming, but, like, maybe it's you're going to take a photograph a day of your dog. You know, you're wanting to work on your photography skills. Maybe you're going to write one line of poetry a day. Maybe you're going to paint one tiny postcard-sized painting a day. Whatever it is, like, it could be amazing to do something like that. And then share it, and you can share with the hashtag 100 Day Project and go on Instagram and search that hashtag because it is so fun to see what people are making.
I love it. I'm going to take the link. It's the 100dayproject.org. And I'll put that link in our show summary as well. Because now I'm sitting there, I was closing my eyes as I was listening to you. And I'm like, oh, Jane, you need this 100-day project. You know, Jane needs her own little radical sabbatical right now. So, boy, all really, really cool ideas. And I like that you're not, you know, this is a very uncertain time. And we're not saying that we're supposed to jump up and down and be happy and dance because of what's going on. We're trying to find a way to find that silver lining, whatever it may be for you and your family, to keep us sane, to keep us grounded, to keep us balanced. And maybe this is, it's shaken us to our core, you know? I mean, this is really, you work with a lot of people. I'm sure so many people are reaching out to you right now saying, what do I do?
Yeah, people have been, I haven't had a lot of people reaching out, but I have been doing some calls for my group of humans on my mailing list and things like that. And I think people are doing okay. One thing I was going to say related to this idea of radical sabbatical is that this isn't like, oh my gosh, you've got to, you know, putting any pressure on yourself to create. There was at the beginning of the article, I mentioned like, Isaac Newton, when he went on a radical sabbatical because of the bubonic plague during this time on a farm where he had to do social isolation, he ended up discovering the theory that one day would become the theory of gravity.
Right.
Which is quite, you know, change the world, essentially.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people read that and were like, oh my God, if I've got to discover gravity, forget it. I'm going to watch Netflix. And I think what the opportunity here is very precious, and I want to give a little illustration of how precious it is. So when I entered my sabbatical, I was like, oh, thank God, I'm going to take it easy. I'm just going to take a break and be with my kids. And my mom called one day and she said, Sarah, no, I'm a little worried about you because I want to make sure that whatever you wanted to accomplish on the sabbatical, you get accomplished. And I was so mad at her. I was like, damn it, mother, isn't it enough that I've, you know, been slaving away in medicine $50-$60 a week for the last, you know, 20 years. But when I got off the phone, I was irritated. So when we get irritated, we got to pay attention.
Mm.
And so we have to pay attention. Why did that make me so mad? So whatever people are saying to you that's irritating you, look deep because, you know, what I realized was that there was something I wanted to accomplish on that 3 months. And there was something that mattered to me. And it was just really scary to think about what that was. And for me, ultimately, it was working on my writing. But it was very hard to think about that because I was like, I'm not a writer. I don't even know why I'm thinking this. This is crazy. Like, so anything crazy, like, entertain the heck out of those ideas. Because
good.
Those are like your soul probably trying to speak to you.
Oh, I love it. Gotta love a good mom. You know, they sure know how to set us straight, you know?
Yep.
And it's good to get irritated. I love that. That's a good piece of advice. So if something is irking you or irritating you, take a good hard look at it because that possibly could be, you know, your radical sabbatical. So I'm so happy that you would last minute take the time to do this because I just felt it was really important to get out some of the good stories, to get out some of the good news and the good takeaway from what we're all experiencing right now, because I don't feel it's getting better. I mean, we're just a few weeks into taking it serious as a country and, you know, waking up to the news about, you know, Spain really is bothering me and my beloved Italy and, you know, just seeing what's happened. You know, we do need to pay attention. We need to learn the lessons from those that have already gone through this horrible situation. And really, the only thing that seems to stop it, Sarah, and you're a physician, is locking it down, staying away from.
Stay home.
Yep.
Stay home. Do it for your family. Do it for all the hospital workers. I mean, this is that whole lesson that the universe is, seems to be teaching us. We are all connected. And if one of us does something, it is done to all of us.
Right.
And so, yes, personal responsibility is a huge invitation right now.
Exactly. So stay home, organize those closets, get quiet, maybe go sit outside. Mm-hmm. And like Sarah said, just sort of explore, you know, you can pull things up. Is there something that's always been kind of speaking to you, whether it's learning a language or, you know, I had a friend that...
Ukulele?
Yep, ukulele, a new dance move, whatever it is. I mean, literally, I haven't jogged in a long time. You know, I'm 59 years old. You know, my jogging shoes were put away in, you know, in lieu of yoga pants. Much easier on my joints. But I've got this puppy now, and I thought, is it really going to kill you to get out there and maybe, you know, and I say jog, like, you can laugh because it's more like a fast walk. But, you know, I don't care. I'm doing it. And, you know, a few laps in the backyard, and I'm like, all right, then, you know, this is okay.
Love it.
This is an okay thing for me to do. And, you know, it's important to just find those little things that we can do. What about helping others right now? I mean, we're getting close to the end of the show, but what about reaching out and helping those that can't get out?
I think pay attention to those little voices. You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and somebody had sent her the hospital mask link in the you know, the way to make the masks. And she goes, "Do you think I should make those masks? She knows I have a sewing machine." And I said, "Well, ask your, you know, is that where your passion is? If it is, like, go for it. You know, use all your fun fabrics, enjoy the heck out of it. But, like, pay attention to what sounds, what's, you know, coming from that inner guidance, not what everybody else is telling you is the thing to do, but what right. is it that would really make your heart sing and is something you can't wait to do for others? Because that will be the thing that is needed so much. That's your medicine. And it's going to be different for each one of us. Wow. We're all going to have something very unique. So don't look outside, look inside, feel around inside for what it is.
Damn, that's good. Oh, Sarah Seidelman, I am so grateful that you would take the time. If you've been listening or if you're wondering, how do I get in touch? Or, you know, her books are awesome. I have to say my favorite book is my book of beasties. It's really beautiful and it's well illustrated and it's really spiritually sound, you know, because animals can teach us so much. So, you know, if a certain animal crosses your path, it happens to me all the time. Something will show up. I run, I grab the book, I read about the beastie, and I'm like, ah, there it is. There's the message. So check it out. It's the Book of Beasties. It's the A to Z guide, illuminating wisdom of spirit animals. And Sarah, once we get on to the other side of whatever this is, I would love to do another show about, you know, Till Death Do Us Start, which is your other project you're working on. Do you want to just touch on that before we wrap up?
Yeah, that's just, it's a workshop, an in-person workshop, where we're going to kind of have a little Baskin-Robbins-sized spoon, you know, sample of what it will feel like to die, what it will be like to leave this earth, so that we can really start to live in full integrity with ourselves, with our soul, with our purpose and why we came here, and start doing that more and more each day. And so I'm really excited about that. We've got one that's it's scheduled for April, but I have a feeling we're going to postpone it. But one in Austin is scheduled for November. So you can find that on the website,
wonderfeelgood.com. There you go. And isn't it amazing how this all ties in together?
Yes.
All right. Follow yourfeelgood.com, hashtag radical sabbatical. Sarah Seidelman, you're fabulous. I adore you. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Shane. It was a joy. May all beings be well, and may all beings be free from suffering.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.